Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, December the 9th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly on my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which is to be found on my Podbean page, over to the left under the heading Links. Please just click on the icon and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at today's show. Well, I've entitled it Dark Side of the Moon because that's the title of a Pink Floyd album from 1973, which met with immense success. We start the show actually with a discussion about the intellectual decay of America. One study found that 15-year-old students in China are almost 4 full grade levels ahead of 15-year-old students in the United States in mathematics. So I've got lots of information about, you know, the intellectual decay of America, and you will be, I think, quite shocked at the end of the segment. Then I talk about watching television and the concept of how it dumbs you down, and some interesting statistics. The average adult will watch more than 78,000 hours of television over the course of a lifetime. The average person will watch 11,278 different TV series. So a lot to sink your teeth into there. Then I come on to the title item of the show. The album, the Pink Floyd album, was on the Billboard charts for 937 weeks, rather amazingly. It dealt with war, conflict, greed, and the passage of time, and death and insanity. And those were themes that were discussed even as far back as 1973, and they're still timeless today. So a lot of things to think about. Then I shall talk about medical, a very, very quick comment on medical insurance. Then I will talk about partisanship, and then how Christmas has been outlawed in Brunei. Then the bad news Boeing issue for the week. Always some bad news, always needs to be brought to your attention. So that comes next. Then the unfortunate aspect of Twitter's ongoing censorship. They are now telling users in their new terms of service that they reserve the right to shadow ban or throttle or censor certain accounts. Then I'll just make mention of the FISA report, which is out today, which doubtless you will know, many of you will know about by the time you come to listen to this. And finally, the Fed has changed its strategy. So a very quick comment upon that. Now, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wait Up Call, I will gladly email you upon demand and individually. I will offer you three free shows so that you can sample the content of information I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just please send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So feel free to select any of the shows, any three shows from the Podbean archives. But if you have no preference, I highly recommend the latest three shows, which will give you an indication of how I treat everyday contemporary events, which you are doubtless aware of. So with that, let me just give you my contact information to finish. My email address that you will need for requesting the three shows and for other items of housekeeping will be rwlmartin1@aol.com. Again, that's my initials RWL, my name Martin, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. And I do have my email on the Podbean page, as you will see if you look up at the top. So if you don't happen to write it down, you will find it there. Now, I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page, which you should try to consult from time to time. My Facebook contains information which is a little short for the show, but nevertheless, I think that you should know. And my Twitter page contains just simple one-liners, which are just things which fit nicely into a short version of an email such as a Twitter comment. So my Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. That's all one word, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Okay? And the email, Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM, RM Wake Up Call. So that's one word again, lowercase, no spaces, RM Wake Up Call. Right, well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Have a wonderful week ahead. I will be back on Friday. This is Richard Martin from the Wake Up Call saying bye-bye. Till then.